here's a story from The World.
In Israel, they're living through their second coronavirus lockdown. Most people appear to be observing the new restrictions, but not everyone. As Ariel Osseran reports, some of the country's ultra-Orthodox communities follow their own set of rules, and Israeli authorities don't seem willing to do much about it.
Simchat Torah. In English, it means rejoicing in the Torah. The holiday is the culmination of the Jewish High Holiday season. But on Saturday night in Bnei Brak, which has the country's largest population of ultra-Orthodox communities, the streets were pretty quiet. Under lockdown rules, gatherings are limited to 20 people outdoors, and only 10 inside. As I wandered the Shikun HaIstadrut neighborhood, it seemed people were following those rules. Until I hear music and singing from the open windows of a yeshiva, a Torah study seminary. Outside, I meet Aharon Probel, a 40-year-old man who is checking his phone. When I ask him what's going on inside, he says it's the traditional hakafot ceremony, in which people dance together around a Torah scroll. This tradition marks the end of the annual cycle of Torah reading. In Simchat Torah, we celebrate our connection and longing to the Torah, Probel says. For us, the Torah is the essence of everything. Without it, life has no meaning. Peeking inside, I see dozens of people celebrating, and none of them are wearing face masks. When I ask Probel about that, he tells me it's fine. Almost everyone around here has had COVID, says Probel. He says he recently recovered from it himself. The restrictions are more lenient for people who've already had COVID, he says. That's not actually the case, according to Israel's health ministry. But as more people join us outside, they say the same thing. We all had COVID, all 200 of us inside, says 22-year-old Moshe Waldman. Those who haven't had it aren't even allowed in the celebrations. Whether Moshe's numbers are exact or not, it's true that COVID-19 has hit members of Israel's ultra-Orthodox society hard. They make up 12% of the population, but account for more than 40% of all current COVID cases. And Bnei Brak has the highest rate of positive tests in the country. About 1 in 5 people are testing positive. Angel Pfeffer is a columnist at the Haaretz newspaper and the Israel correspondent for The Economist. He's been covering ultra-Orthodox society for years and says that a number of factors explain the high infection rates. Ultra-Orthodox Jews tend to live in large families, Pfeffer says, in cramped apartments and crowded neighborhoods.
And at the same time, this is a community which, at least a large part of it, is ignoring the various social distancing and lockdown regulations.
Pfeffer says Israel's ultra-Orthodox population operates like an autonomous society. Authorities don't really interfere, and some describe this population as kind of a state within a state. It's been this way for decades, Pfeffer says. As far as ultra-Orthodox leaders see it, the pandemic is just one in a long line of threats they've learned to battle.
From their perspective, this is the same thing as being threatened by the Romans or the Greeks or any other ancient or less ancient empire which tried to end Jewish life. They're saying that the coronavirus is no different and we have to brazen it out and continue studying and teaching and praying as we've always done.
Ultra-Orthodox Jews aren't just using prayer to fight COVID. They're running their own informal medical system, too. A local TV report this week exposed a secret ultra-Orthodox program to treat thousands of COVID patients at home. Israeli authorities do little to stop any of this. News reports describe a wink and a nod agreement between police and ultra-Orthodox leaders. Gilad Malach is the director of the ultra-Orthodox program at the Israel Democracy Institute.
Unlike other communities, especially in the second wave of the coronavirus, the enforcement of the police is quite light regarding the ultra-Orthodox communities.
The reason for that, Malach says, is political. Israel's ultra-Orthodox leaders have been part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition for many years now, and they've become very experienced at using their power. Malach says Netanyahu knows this very well.
Politically, he is depend on the support of the ultra-Orthodox politicians. he is doing his best to make them satisfied.
Many ultra-Orthodox Jews tend to look to their rabbis for answers first, rather than government officials. That's true even during a pandemic, even at the risk of illness or death. But Anshel Pfeffer from Haaretz says there's likely to be another cost to this down the line, and that's a crisis of faith among younger members of the community. He says some are already starting to drift away.
And I think that we will start to see at some point that what's been happening in recent months in the pandemic will have an effect on these trends and probably intensify them.
That doesn't appear to worry ultra-Orthodox leaders at the moment. Yesterday, they opened up their schools, while the nation's public schools remain closed. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran in Tel Aviv.